get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Hallelujah. Welcome to this month of supernatural fulfillment. This month, God will wrought the supernatural and a special work in your life. Heaven help those that call upon God, because you can do nothing to come out of that deadly situation. Heaven help those that call upon God. Heaven help those that call upon God. Because you can do nothing to come out of that deadly situation. Don't join them with the saying of heaven help those who help themselves. No. Heaven help those that call upon God. Because you can do nothing to come out of that deadly situation. How can you help yourself out of terminal diseases? How? How can you help yourself out of family problems and causes? How? Woman, how can you help yourself to give birth without fallopian tube? As a woman, how can you help yourself to give birth without fallopian tubes? Or how can you help yourself with a destroyed womb and you want to give birth? How? It is not about those who help themselves. It is those who call upon God. How can any man be fruitful with impotency? If a man is impotent, how can that man help himself to become fruitful? There are problems that defile human's abilities. There are problems that have no human way out. There are problems that no human way out can be given to it. Jesus, at the grave of Lazarus, said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead for this." By this time he stinketh. He stinketh, for he hath been dead for this. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you hear the word of God this hour, the impossible case of your life, I declare it reversed right now in Jesus' name. What have been concluded to be impossible, right now, in the name of Jesus, the mighty hand of God step into it and reverse the case, making it possible right now in Jesus' name. There are stinking problems, stinking situations of life that defies human's efforts. There is no medical practitioners or witch doctor that can raise a four-day dead man. Not one. Not one. When you are face to face with death and things are turning upside down, there is one thing you can do. One thing. There is just one thing you can do. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, you shouldest see the glory of God. If you can believe, believe Jesus can do it. I want your faith to come alive right now, right now. Jesus can do it. It is not over until you confirmed it by yourself. It is not over until you confirm it by yourself. Stop authenticating devil's work. Stop authenticating devil's work. Stop praying devil's name. Stop praying his name. Stop spreading devil's name. Satan has no final say. Yes. Satan has no final say. If Jesus can reverse death to life, then there is nothing he cannot do. I pray that cancer, I declare an end to it right now. I declare that glaucoma, I declare supernatural healing right now. In the name of Jesus, that dead man in your family that you are about to go and bury, in the name of Jesus, I call him back to life. I call him back to life. I call him back to life. That dead child in mortuary, in the name of Jesus, you are not begging him. You are not begging her. In the name of Jesus, wherever she is right now, come alive. Wherever he is right now, come alive. In the name of Jesus, what God cannot do does not exist. Either you have embalmed him, either you have embalmed her. In the name of Jesus, he said, I have given you a name that is above every other name, that was every new in heaven and on earth and under the earth bows to it. I declare in the name of Jesus, whoever have held that your child captive for years, whoever have tied down your husband for years, right now I declare the bondage broken. I declare it broken. I declare it broken. In the name of Jesus, you are testifying. You are testifying. Your testimony has arrived. Your testimony has arrived. Jesus, Jesus, the one who does the impossible, is what says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Your case has been concluded. I declare it right now, reversed. If Lazarus, that was dead 4 days, can come back to life, what is that for him to do? That concluded case. They have said, we have had a meeting and we have concluded that that is the final say. In the name of Jesus, their conclusion, I declare it reversed. It shall work for your good. It shall work for your good. In the name of Jesus. Let us look at attributes of Jesus. Attributes of Jesus. Don't forget, the voices from Zion titled, Jesus can do it. Jesus can do it. Number one attribute of Jesus is Savior. 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 Matthew 1:21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin. Only Jesus can save from sin. Jesus saves and save from pestilences. Jesus saves and safe from pestilence. You must be born again, saved to enjoy his companion here on earth. You must be born again. You must be saved to enjoy his companion here on earth. Here on earth. The word in the book of John 1, verse 1 to verse 5 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Jesus was so referred to as the Word of God. Jesus was also referred to as the Word of God. His words swallow all other words. That is why the Word of God can swallow any sickness.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
His words swallow all other words. That is why his word can swallow up any sickness, any diseases, no matter that name that has been given to that sickness in your life. No matter what the name of that disease has been it, that sickness, inasmuch it has a name, it is under the feet of Jesus. And he has been given a name that is above all other names. All other names. So in the name of Jesus, under this atmosphere of this word of God coming out right now, whatever name that sickness is called, in the name of Jesus, I declare your freedom from it right now. That disease that has been inflicted upon you, that has been sent against you, whatever the name may be called, receive your freedom from it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word has power over every force of darkness. You can read that book of John 1, verse 1 to verse 5 again. Yield it over and over. John 1 from verse 1 to verse 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. I pray in the name of Jesus, whoever has kept you bound in captivity, right now, I declare your freedom from that captivity, and I declare them into the captivity. Whoever has kept you bound in any forms of captivity, in the name of Jesus, I declare your freedom from that captivity, and I declare them enter into that their captivity in Jesus' name. Bible says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the prey of the captive shall be taken, and the lawful captive delivered. For we contend with him that contended with thee, and saved thy children. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that mighty one of hell, that dangerous one of darkness that has held you bound In the name of Jesus, I declare you free from them right now. In the name of Jesus, as you get delivered, they enter into their captivity. In the name of Jesus, it is life for life. Life for life. In the name of Jesus. God's word has power over every forces of darkness. Jesus also is called the bread of life. The bread of life. In the book of John 6, verse 40, it says, I am that bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus called himself bread of life, meaning eternal life. Holy communion is an inoculation of Jesus' kind of life. Is an inoculation. I am that bread of life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The book of John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This scripture clearly clarifies to us that no one can see God except by Jesus. No one can see God except by Jesus. Without Jesus, you can't locate the way to God. You can't. Without Jesus, you can't possess the earth as a lifestyle and eternal life. Without Jesus, you can't possess eternal life. Without Jesus, you can't possess the truth as a lifestyle. You can't possess the truth as a lifestyle without Jesus. You need to receive Jesus today. All this prayer we are praying, you need Jesus. Bible says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, all the lawful captives delivered. What brought you into that bondage? You deserve it. What brought you into that bondage? You deserve it. And until you give your life to Jesus Christ, the one who has held you bound has the right, has the authority to keep you bounded. You need to give your life to Jesus right now if you have not done so. You need to surrender to Jesus Christ right now if you have not done so. Jesus is the only one that can deliver you from your lawful captor. When you go to court and your lawyer started speaking, judge will declare his pronouncement if you are guilty of being jailed or guilty of what you have been accused of. So what you are suffering, your captor has concluded the case and found you guilty of it. That is why you have been handed over to the captor. But don't forget, the word of God says, if a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So you need to give your life to Jesus Christ right now if you want to be delivered from your captor. You need to surrender to Jesus Christ right now if you want to be free from your captor. To surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you do it by your mouth. To give your life to Jesus, to receive him, you start the process by your mouth. Jesus Christ has the attribute of the true vine. The true vine. The true vine is what says in the book of John 15, verse 1 to verse 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bring fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the true vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring much fruit. The same bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. For without me, ye can do nothing. Jesus can make your life fruitful and plenteous in goods. Jesus can make your life fruitful. Can make your life fruitful. Make you live your life without fear. Jesus can make you live a life that does not have fear. Life void of fear. Jesus can make you live a life in plenteous of goods. Without Jesus, you can do absolutely nothing. Without Jesus, you can do absolutely nothing. Without Jesus, you can do absolutely nothing. Another attribute of Jesus Christ is he is the resurrection and life. Jesus is the resurrection and life. Bible says in the book of John 11, verse 25 to verse 26, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he live, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Jesus said, believe it. Jesus said it. Believe it. Nothing dies in you anymore in Jesus' name. Anything good that has packed up, start again right now in Jesus' name. If sickness degenerated to death, Jesus can overturn it to life, no matter how worse. No close case with Jesus. No close case with God.
Jesus, be my guide. Call me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.